Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I have my cup, and I hope you have yours and are in a comfortable spot. This morning, I have a problem which hopefully, if I write about it, air it out, so to speak, the Lord will lead me to a practical road to solving it. My problem, I am wasting time. And thus far, I have been waiting for some solution to jump out and grab me. The time waster is TV. For years of my life, I have been a minimalist regarding TV. But one of the results of COVID-19 is the TV has gradually creeped up on me, and I am spending an embarrassing 3 hours or more an evening watching TV. Some of these cold, rainy days make it worse than that with two or three more. I am a big fan of PBS and Masterpiece. I have always enjoyed those programs, but now I am a victim of binge watching. I didn't even know what that meant until COVID hit. Of course, I am retired, so I have a full 24/7 to choose my activity. Now, please notice, so far, I have blamed COVID-19, bad winter weather, public television, and retirement for my lousy choices. What am I going to do? Well, I've been waiting for the COVID-19 vaccine, which I have gotten. I've been waiting for warmer weather, which is right around the corner. I've been waiting for people to walk with me. I have George and Apollo. Waiting to go back to the gym. I have a gym in the basement. Waiting for a personal schedule that will structure me into using my time more effectively, but of course I have to follow it. The bottom line is, bad habits are easy to pick up and very hard to change. Which brings me to the related issue of procrastination, putting off what needs to be done to someday, one day, another day, any other day. I have become aware that waiting and wasting are closely related, and procrastination and laziness are not far behind. Do you realize, or have you even thought about, how much time we use or spend waiting? Waiting for COVID to go away, waiting for test results, waiting for spring, waiting for the remodeling to be finished, waiting to be 16. Waiting for graduation, for a job confirmation, for the fever to break, for the COVID vaccine appointment, for the seeds to sprout, the baby to come, dinner to be ready, waiting for an answer to prayer. For almost all of these examples, waiting is absolutely necessary, part of the uncertainty of life. So it's not the waiting that's the problem. It's the what do you do with the time you are spending waiting. Now, most of you have a job, have family responsibilities, and simply do not have a lot of time to waste. But you still might consider how you are spending your time. Consider the word spending. Spending, as in monthly income. It is a specific number, and every purchase or waste of it reduces your final store. Think about that as I read Psalm 39:4-5. Show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. Like money, our time is limited. Of course, we all know that, but I really never thought about it as a young person, and only once in a while in my 40s and after. Only when we are really older or have developed some physical ailment does it occur to us that, yes, our days are numbered. Paul reminds us of the importance of how we use the time we have. Ephesians 5:15-17. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Wisdom. Wisdom is for the asking. In chapter 1:5, James explains, "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault." Then in Philippians 4:8, Paul reminds us of some wise ways of living and using our time. "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." I would add to that verse, "Do whatever is right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy." During COVID, technology has filled a lot of hours for many of us. Interactive video games, social media in general, have helped us feel connected. I am personally grateful for FaceTime and Zoom, but I still have to ask myself, how much time is too much time? And can I justify it by Paul's advice in Philippians 4:8? Is the time I'm spending watching TV drawing me further and further away from time in relationships? Relationship with my Lord, relationship with George or other family or friends? Am I choosing to watch TV instead of walking with George or talking with George? That's a red flag for me. Am I choosing to put off tasks that reflect Paul's list and watching TV instead? For me, that is a yes. What's on your good use of time list? Spend more time talking, laughing, playing with your child, going for a walk with your spouse or a friend, completing some schoolwork or a work project. Have meals together as a family without any technology. I have no idea what direction is yours, but the Lord does, and He will direct you as He is me. And if we choose to follow, I can say, we will be happier for it. Well, folks, I feel better already. Please pray with me. Dear Lord, thank you for your attention to our well-being. Thank you for all my podcast friends. We know you will walk with us through our efforts to change some habits in this demanding world. In your precious name I pray, amen. Thank you for being with me today, and may the Lord bless you and yours.